Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues live now in the 6 Hour Studios. Mark Walters sitting in front of this powerful Patriot Mobile Platinum microphone. It's all being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Welcome into the broadcast hour two. If you want to watch us, you can do that over at armedamericanradio.com. Please don't watch if you're driving. We throw that public service announcement out every day. Please be safe. If you are driving, just click the listen live button at armedamericanradio.com and you can listen to us on your radio dial or on a radio station or all your devices. Or if you're somewhere comfortable, you can watch us on Roku TV, Apple TV, OpsLens. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us at Facebook over there at OpsLens. You can watch us everywhere. So fun stuff. And if you want to participate in the chat, you can do that live at armedamericanradio.com while we're live on the air, or you can download the Telegram messaging app, search for Armed American Radio Conversations, and that'll get you in. Let's go to our next guest. We're going to jump right in here into the mix with Parkland Father Ryan Petty, great friend of mine, great friend of yours, great friend of the shows, and great friend of the Second Amendment. Ryan, welcome in. I know how busy you were today, so let me thank you in advance before we get started for leaving a meeting and being here. And thank you so much for that. It means the world to us. We appreciate it. Welcome in, brother.
I'm glad to be here. And, I'm never one to be upset about getting out of a meeting, Mark. So this is great.
Oh, so we helped you out. That we did you a favor and didn't know it, right?
You did me a solid.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I hope it was a productive meeting. So, Ryan, there's a couple things I wanted to, you put a tweet out with the hog debate up in New Hampshire yesterday. And I'm going to play that clip. But before I go to that, I want to give you a little bit of the lineup here. We're going to talk about the ATF because the new rule is going to be published with 30 days before the ATF becomes weaponized beyond what they are already weaponized. I want to talk with you about that because you are also an FFL. And I've got a happy ending story for you about an 85-year-old woman. I'll let you take your pick. Which one of the three do you want to hit first? Because we could spend the hour on each of them, but I'll let you. Which one do you think we should do? Just for kicks, would you want to tackle first?
Let's take the miserable stuff first, and we'll end on a happy note.
Let's take the miserable stuff first. Let's take the Chinese national former. Tell us what she was, because you sent me this information this morning, and I just clapped, and it made my day when I heard this, because explain to listeners, give them the theater of the mind, where this woman was on the microphone and the conversation that she had with our favorite David Hogg.
Yeah, so this is very interesting lady, an expat from China named Lily Tang Williams. She's running for Congress in the 2nd District of New Hampshire. And I hope for any listeners that are up there in New Hampshire, they will get behind and support this woman because she has been a staunch voice of warning about tyrannical government, which she has experienced firsthand. And she has been a warning to Americans. Many of us, most of us, all of us, I would say, never having experienced the tyranny that is possible in government. Those of us that have lived in the United States our entire lives don't really understand tyranny, not at the level Lily understands it. And what Lily did yesterday was she attended a debate between a libertarian candidate I think he was a vice presidential candidate last go round or something like that.
Yes, he was Libertarian VP candidate for president in 2020.
2020, okay. So he did a fantastic job of presenting the arguments that I think all of your listeners and viewers would, they would just resonate with you, because he started at from the very beginning with the idea that the Second Amendment is a natural right that is recognized or acknowledged in the Second Amendment. And in my view, that's when he won the debate. I mean, the debate was over at that point because David Hogg didn't have an argument. He couldn't refute that. He kept coming back with this idea that this notion that we have to be safe and that your rights can and should be infringed so that he could feel a little bit safer. And that was, in theory, his argument. And, of course, Mr. Cohen, who was on the pro-2A side, kept coming back with facts and data and charts and graphs and saying, you know, gun control doesn't work. And David really couldn't refute any of it. A couple of times he wanted to look at the charts and sort of eyeballed them and you know, and made some comment about them. But at the end of the debate, there was a Q&A period, and Lily Tang Williams, again, candidate for Congress in New Hampshire, she has on her Twitter bio, she is the survivor of Mao's Cultural Revolution. Mm-hmm. And she asked David Hogg a question, the question that somebody should have asked him 6 years ago. She said, David,
wait, hold on. Let's let them hear it. I've got the question. I've got the actual audio. So let's stop there, Ryan. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the question to David Hogg.
My name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold the communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me, a gun owner tonight, our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over, because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
it's case closed. And I went and watched the entire debate, Ryan. And you are absolutely correct. He could not refute. So you know what he did? And I found it fascinating, but you see it a lot psychologically. It became the Stockholm Syndrome thing. Well, we're going to find things. He began saying, we're going to find things that we agree on. And he likes to put himself out as a, you know, I grew up as a gun owner. My dad was FBI. I shot my first gun when I was in fourth grade. And a lot of people might not believe this or know this, but I was on my shooting team in college, meaning at Harvard, which was all nothing but a dog and pony show for him. We all know that, so we could put it out on Twitter. And by the way, he was declined at 12 schools before he got into Harvard. You know, there's that. We know why he got in. But besides the point, he couldn't refute anything. So he started playing nice because he had to. And I thought it was interesting when he got the first word to open the debate. He made it very clear he did not want this to turn into a shouting match with Spike. He didn't want any of that to happen. And I didn't even bring any paperwork. I just want this to be a discussion. And I will do this. I will be fair. I will hand it to him for showing up. I will give him that he showed up. But he was schooled for about an hour and 50 minutes. Would you agree with me?
100%. Look, he came to a gunfight with a knife, right? In my view, at least the mental acuity of a knife. He did not, it was clear that as he sat down there, he realized very quickly that he was going to lose the debate, that he did not have truth on his side, number one. And so he attempted to play nice, which is not his persona on social media. It's not
right.
What he thinks about gun owners. He hates gun owners. He spews a certain brand of vitriol on social media, particularly Twitter, that is absolutely the worst of the worst of the gun grabbers, in my view. He hates anybody that isn't a Democrat, and he's very partisan and very political in that regard. And he has absolutely no regard for the Constitution or our constitutional rights. But yet, because he's now in a debate, he wants to play nice and he wants to pretend like we just want to have a discussion. Well, it wasn't much of a discussion. Cohen took him to task from moment one of the debate. It was over. David Hogg lost. But if there was any doubt in anyone's mind, Lily Tang Williams delivered the knockout blow with that question. David, can you guarantee my safety from a tyrannical government? And David Hogg admitting that he can't.
The gun control debate is over. Now, as we go to this break, I would submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, and you've heard me say this many times over the years, the gun control debate has been over since December 15th, 1791. It's done. David Hogg found that out firsthand, face to face, with a woman who survived a tyrannical government. She hasn't given up her guns, and neither are you. We'll be right back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Ah, freedom, passion, precision. Daniel Defense is the real deal. Visit danieldefense.com. Head over to thedoubledfoundation.org and support the youth shooting sports over there at Daniel Defense as well. Those tickets are $25 a piece, 5 for 100. And you might win that $5,000 custom M4A1 from Daniel Defense, all lit up. And it is absolutely beautiful. You can see it at thedoubledfoundation.org. 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile, Mike X Insurance presenting it all. Make sure to visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Continuing the conversation for the next three segments with Ryan Petty. Ryan, welcome back. That debate was a lot of fun to watch for a lot of different reasons. Because, and I'm glad you mentioned, I would have liked to have seen Cohen do or say what you did and call out. But, you know, David, did you say this on Twitter? Did you say this on Twitter? Didn't you say this on Twitter? Didn't you say F this on Twitter? Didn't you say this on Twitter? Because this guy is vile, meaning David Hogg, all day long when it comes to gun rights. And he wants to sit up there and pretend to be some scholar on the Second Amendment, of which he is not. And he was schooled, quite frankly. I'm not going to say I felt embarrassed for him because he put himself there and he deserves it. But at the same time, I think it's great that he showed up so that clear thinking people and honest people can watch what he's saying and maybe go over and look at some of what he writes on Twitter. Follow his feed if you're one of the 20% of Americans that do that. By all means, do. And look at the disconnect between what he says about gun owners on Twitter versus what he said up there trying to play Mr. Nice Guy and say he wants to have he just wants to make it harder for you to exercise your constitutional rights. Ryan, he said that. And he also said one of his claims to fame was, I just want Massachusetts gun laws federalized. He repeated that several times. Massachusetts gun laws are draconian and he wants them federalized. Isn't any of that and all of that an infringement right out of the box, Ryan?
It's 100% an infringement, and it's a dodge on his part, because
yes,
most of the folks in the audience don't understand the nuances of Massachusetts gun law. So he's attempting to sound reasonable. Of course, the audience, I think, in New Hampshire would be probably far more understanding of their neighbor right to the south and the draconian gun laws in Massachusetts. But I just want that federalized. No, he's been very clear. He wants our guns. He wants the government to take our guns because he doesn't feel safe. And let's just remember that day, February 14, 2018, David Hogg was not in any real danger. He was away from where the actual shooting was occurring. He ran home to get his camera, came back and demanded to be put on CNN and other news shows, and he has been grifting off the death of my daughter and 16 others for the past 6 years. I don't buy his demeanor at this debate. I don't by the Mr. Nice Guy. This guy, this kid is a grifter unlike anyone else. And we learned this week, Mark, quite frankly, that one of the organizations that he's affiliated with, called the Leaders We Deserve, that of the over $1 million that they have taken in to support, quote unquote, young or Gen Z candidates in office, they've only spent about $250,000 on actual support of candidates. The rest has gone for, you know, David's salary, expensive hotels, travel, marketing, and other activities that David controls. So the grift is real. I've been calling him on his grift for years, and now this week we have evidence of the grift that has come out because of the reporting that's required by the Federal Elections Commission. We need to stop listening to folks like David Hogg. They offer nothing in regards to trying to solve the problem of gun violence. Their only solution is to penalize law-abiding gun owners for the deeds of criminals. And that's hopefully folks will see it for what it is.
Well, I hope you're right. And a lot of, I can hear some listeners right now. Why are you even talking about him? Why are you giving him your platform? And I'll answer that question because it's easy. Because he has a platform and is not being questioned by the other side. So, unfortunately, trust me, I don't like talking about him. But we have to. Because millions of Americans hear him because of the platform that he has with a sympathetic, agenda-driven media. So we have to counter what he says. Now, Ryan, have you ever spoken to him personally? Does he have the guts to talk to you? And tell me about that.
Yeah, I have. Another Parkland dad and I literally had to almost, I won't say force because that sounds like we forced, but we had to demand to sit down with him and a couple of the other March for Our Lives kids because we had started to learn that there were other things that went on that precipitated Parkland that needed to get airtime, right? We needed to understand that this kid had been violent since the killer had been violent since kindergarten, that the school had failed to effectively keep him off campus, that he had trespassed just a week before sort of planning the attack, and that law enforcement had had 42 visits to his home and never charged him with a crime, although he had committed several felony level crimes in his neighborhood and at his home. And we wanted the kids who were running around screaming to ban assault rifles, we wanted them to hear the rest of the story. So we set up a lunch and we had a conversation. And it was like what we said to him as two grieving fathers who had lost daughters went in one ear and out the other. He never reengaged with us. He never responded to any requests that we had to help us get tell the story of what happened there. Absolutely a waste of time to even discuss it with him. He had his narrative. He had his followers. He had his grift. And he was going to roll with it. And it didn't matter that his the two fathers of two of his quote-unquote classmates that had been killed had asked for a little bit of help in getting the real story of Parkland out. And so, at that point, well, there was no reason to reengage.
Begs a follow-up. Has he ever attacked you on Twitter? I'm going to guess. I haven't seen that he has. Has he ever attacked you? I'm going to guess he has not. Because he knows he'll lose.
Yeah, I don't. I think he's just smart enough to understand that that's probably not a good look, although he's had proxies do it, obviously. So, again, he has no ability to defend his viewpoints. He's just loud, and he's got a pretty big following, to your point, on social media, and no one challenges him. This is the first time that I'm aware of that he's put himself in any kind of a fair debate, right? Normally,
I agree. I was going to make that comment. Yeah, yeah.
He plays copyrighted music on his phone, so he knows that it'll get pulled down from YouTube. So he's been afraid to have this discussion. He finally had it, and Boy, Lily for Liberty.
Yeah, let's say this. It's not going to age well for him. We've got a couple other directions we want to go with Ryan. The next two segments are going to fly by, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle in. We'll be back after the break. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. Ryan Petty, Parkland Father, joins me now. Conversation's getting good in the 6 Hour studios, ladies and gentlemen, on this Patriot Mobile mic. It's all brought to us by X Insurance. Please go out of your way to support all of our partners that make these conversations possible every single day. The 26th of April marks our 15th anniversary, and we have reached out to and been in correspondence with Tulsi Gabbard's media people. I'm trying to bring her on the program on the 15th anniversary show, which would be fun to do, and we're working on some others. Ryan, welcome back. For the 15th anniversary, Ryan, a couple of things. I'm thinking of going full bore or just treating it like a regular show. I just don't know which direction I want to go yet. You know, I don't know, but I promise you, you'll be here. Did you know that? You do now.
I didn't, but what an honor. I mean, it look, Mark, 15 years is just nothing short of amazing. And I don't know, maybe go full bore, my brother.
Yeah, we're going to give that a shot. It depends on people's schedules. Sometimes for that big monster cast, you know, a lot of people want to tape it in advance and some of the bigger names. And I really don't want to do that. So we'll see. Yeah. We've reached out to some folks, some big names, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. A lot of people, particularly politicians, Sundays are tough for politicians. They're traveling back and forth to Washington, D.C., and I get that. But, I can't say it looks good for Tulsi Gabbard right now, but we've opened up a conversation, and that's a positive thing. And there is great interest on joining the program to talk about her statements recently regarding the Second Amendment, which, ladies and gentlemen, she can't walk back. We'll talk about that on a subsequent show. Ryan, back to the Parkland thing. So when I ask you whether or not, I don't even like asking you those questions, but I kind of got to do it. Stop me at any time. But the grift, when the grift is exposed, what does it say about people like a David Hogg who, when the grift is exposed and they're talking to you and they know they can't answer? David Hogg knows he wasn't in the building. David Hogg knows he was not a quote unquote survivor. He went anywhere near it. He knows all that. He knows he's making money. He knows he's been outed. Like a politician, which he is not, he doesn't care, in large measure, my guess is, because he knows he has mainstream media that will not attack him for what he's done. Now, let me juxtapose that against, imagine if that were Donald Trump's son that got caught keeping all of that money, spending it on lavish hotels and dinners and everything else, and not going to where it needed to be going after FEC rules made it be disclosed. Imagine what would happen with the media coverage there. David Hogg is well aware that he's not going to get that type of negative press. At some point, though, I think his whole shtick falls apart at some point. I don't think any of this ages well for him in the long run. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that. I think in the long run, people look back, and even political donors that have a motivation to, you know, donate money to one side or the other, at some point they're looking for return on their investment, right? That's think of a political donor as an investor. They want something for that investment. And when they see that what the organization that David is leading appears to be doing is spending money on, you know, trips and hotels and frivolous expenses and very little money on actually delivering the candidates that they promised. And I would believe that the donors would like to support. Eventually, it'll come down like a house of cards. The grift has been exposed, so I would imagine we're just days or weeks away from that house of cards falling down, and it'll be very much like his pillow adventure, you know, back when he wanted to get into the business of building pillows and then realized it required real work to build a company.
Yeah, I hope you're right on the time frame. Weeks or months. I think a second Trump administration will put the damper on that kid. But we will be here to follow it. We always will. And as much as I hate bringing his words to you, ladies and gentlemen, it really is a necessity. You know, I've sat and pondered this, Ryan. Do I want to give this guy, you know, any airtime? Well, we kind of have to, because he's getting it. And that's what the purpose of this show is. You know, 15 years ago, I said, this show belongs to you, ladies and gentlemen. It does not belong to the other side. We will never sit here and bring, they get all the airtime they want. This show belongs to us. And if it requires us exposing him, as we did, and as Ryan just did, and the grift and everything else, then that's what we will do. But yeah, he's certainly not welcome on this program, and probably wouldn't come on anyway. Nonetheless,
Mark,
regardless.
Can I say one more?
Yeah, please.
Mark, can I say one more thing about this and why it's important what you're doing? One, David goes out with the presumption of the moral high ground, and he's given the moral high ground by the mainstream media that refused to ask him the difficult questions like he got in that debate or like I've gone after him on Twitter. He doesn't get those questions. He's safe and he's insulated from those things. But the presumption that he has the moral high ground is why it's important to challenge him. And it's why I chose to challenge him on social media. I've got 1% of his followers. It doesn't matter. It's important for me to not cede the moral high ground. And I appreciate you giving voice there.
Well, we have to. I believe me, it's something that I've wrestled with over the years. I've thought, you want to talk about Red Meat Radio? Get him on. Let's have a shouting match. That doesn't do anything except lose listeners. I go back. You remember, Ryan, the old Hannity and Combs days, right? Couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand that show.
Yeah.
Would watch it for 4 or 5 minutes, the back and forth, crosstalk on CNN. Remember that one? I mean, those shows, just after a couple minutes, you get so aggravated, you shut it off, and it's just not fun to watch anymore. And it doesn't accomplish anything. Period. It just simply does not. Is this an echo chamber? You're damn right it is. It's an echo chamber by design, ladies and gentlemen, to respond to them. It's kind of like when they, Shannon Watts throws the issue out that this whole don't tread on me thing, Ryan, gun owners use that threat. Don't tread on me. They threaten us with that. When my response to that is, oh, no, Shannon, that's a response to your threat to say you want to take my lawfully owned stuff. I'm simply responding to you. You're not going to. That's the threat, ladies and gentlemen. The media portrays our response as a threat when the threat is they want to come and take our constitutionally protected stuff. That's a threat. And what's sick and sad and evil and twisted is that they don't see that. That they don't see what they're doing as the threat. And that's where David Hogg got schooled in that debate. I would highly recommend you, ladies and gentlemen, that you go just look it up on whatever search engine you use. David Hogg debate. And it's all there for you. You could watch it. It's about an hour and 50 minutes of really fun watching. It really truly is. All right, I'm going to go to a happy ending story with you, Ryan. Not sure if you saw this story or not, but did you see the 85-year-old woman in Idaho who was a victim of a home invasion and was attacked in her home by a scumbag with a 9mm who pistol whipped her, then handcuffed her to a chair in her living room, forced her to tell her where the valuables were. She did not mention that she had a disabled son in the home. The scumbag went down in the basement, I guess, downstairs or wherever. I don't know if she was upstairs and they went downstairs. I don't know. But they were in an upper floor. He went to a lower floor, saw the disabled son, got mad, went upstairs, pistol whipped the woman, threatened to kill her. While he was downstairs rummaging for the valuables she said were down there, she dragged herself chained, handcuffed to a chair to her .357 Magnum revolver, then dragged herself back to where she was. When he came back up and threatened to kill her, she popped him twice, sent him into the kitchen where he fell down and died, but not after shooting her several times. 10 hours later, the son emerged and handed the phone to his mother, the 85-year-old woman who called 911. She survived. He did not. Ryan, that's the happiest happy ending story I've heard in a long time. I'd like your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd seen the headline. I didn't know the details, Mark, so I'm just reacting to what I just heard you share. But what a harrowing event that this woman was subjected to by, again, a criminal who... We've talked about this time and time again. Your home is your castle. you have to accept that somebody's going to come in, they want to take your things, but they're probably going to try to hurt you. And thank heavens this woman was able to finally defend herself.
She had a gun. That's why she's alive today, ladies and gentlemen. They don't like that, but too bad. We'll be back. One more segment. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. I did. Patriot Mobile, right here. Patriot Mobile service, right in my hands. If you remember a couple weeks ago, I activated it live on the air. When I put that little, I took this SIM card out and I put their SIM card in, and pew, by magic, Patriot Mobile phone. Kept my number, everything else, got free activation, patriotmobile.com/AAR, and use the promo code AAR, and guess what happens? Whammo! Patriot Mobile free activation. Welcome back. I do want to mention this. You guys heard Clayton Llewellyn on the program yesterday, the founder of Heaven's Harvest at heavensharvest.com. Now, if you're on that email list like I am, this is what you saw, and I want to point this out to you, because if you're not, well, I want to give you the opportunity to do so. But tomorrow, beginning Friday, tomorrow, kicking off at Heaven's Harvest, a 15% off site-wide sale beginning tomorrow. The entire collection at Heaven's Harvest is 15% off. Self-reliance. And it's all available to you at heavensharvest.com. I can eat here at the ranch for about 2 years if the crap hits the fan. Can you? And I can promise you I sleep easier at night knowing that I can. Something happens to me, my family's got food. Something happens, natural disaster, we've got food. Whatever the case may be, I need to get out of here, I've got food. And it comes in buckets and totes so you can move it if you need to. HeavensHarvest.com, 15% off for everybody on everything over there at the site, HeavensHarvest.com. Make sure to check them out. Ryan Petty, one more segment with you, brother. Let's get cracking on this ATF stuff, which is really bad, and I'm sure you're aware that the ATF is out there gloating all over the place, as is the Biden administration, as is particularly Gifford's organization, jumping and hooting and hollering, because the ATF has successfully, in their mind anyway, and it will be challenged, no question about it, ladies and gentlemen. Look for SAF to jump in on this one, I'm sure. We'll talk with Mr. Gottlieb about this on Sunday. But it was a hint, if you saw the press release or heard the press release that I read in the first hour, mentioning this very topic, Ryan, and that is that Dettelbach and everybody over there is jumping all over themselves, that they've redefined now and changed the rules of the game. And now if you sell a firearm, you've got to get a background check. Biden administration skirting Congress again to create a registry and everything else. And the scary part about this, Ryan, is you have a weaponized ATF that you and I talked about this, what they did to that poor man in Arkansas. The lead of the gun writer Williams asked today in a column on behalf of the investigative journalism reporting he does at the Second Amendment Foundation, who's the next to die? The ATF is giving themselves carte blanche, Ryan, to just go door to door. Oh, he sold a firearm? No knock warrant. 5:30 in the morning. How does this end? Did you ever think you'd see this in America? And how does this end, Ryan? You're an FFL. Please help explain it to us.
No, I never thought we'd get to this point. Unfortunately, the federal government has become too powerful, and it used to be confined to, you know, Congress passing clearly unconstitutional laws like the assault weapons ban in the early 90s. But now our betters in Washington, D.C. have decided that it's too hard to go through that deliberative process in Congress. Let's just make up law on our own in the executive branch. It's far more efficient to do it that way. We don't have so many people arguing with us. And really all we have to do is publish it. And then 30 days later, it becomes, it carries the force of law, as I understand it. Again, I'm not a lawyer, right, but that's how it's been explained to me. So why bother with that do-nothing Congress that's sitting over there, gridlocked, that hasn't passed a budget in probably 20 years? They're not helpful. We're doing the people's work. We're here to protect them and make their lives better, safer, and all those things. So we're just going to act on our own. What I find ironic about this Mark, this is an administration, the Biden administration, that literally cannot define what is a woman, yet somehow they can define an FFL or being in the business of selling guns? Come on. Really?
Well, you know, if I sell you a firearm, which if I want to, I will, Ryan. It's not, their little rule isn't going to stop me. If I want to sell you a firearm, I have every right to do that as a private citizen. But with the way the ATF has been weaponized and with what we're seeing with their zero tolerance policy and with what we're seeing with what they absolutely have no problem doing like they did in Arkansas, if the ATF gets wind of that, the ATF apparently has, like I said, carte blanche to kick my door in at 5:30 in the morning. And you nailed it when you said, I'm not a lawyer, but it carries the full weight of law. Yes, it does, ladies and gentlemen. Well, technically speaking, it doesn't. That's what's going to be argued in court. There's no question about that. Because they are skirting Congress, who is the only authoritative body that can write law. That's how it's done in our country. But they don't care, as Ryan just pointed out. But guess what? That's a nuance. If they come to my door, kick my door in, now I'm charged with crimes because I resist what I think is a illegal home invasion before I find out it's ATF, which is makes it illegal, doesn't change the fact. Next thing you know, if I'm lucky enough to survive, I'm going to prison. And I'm going to lose everything because of a law or a rule that was never a law passed through congressional means, constitutional means, and never signed into law. Ryan, what do you do? How do you fight it?
It's going to have to go through the courts, Mark. I mean, that's just unfortunately the process that we find ourselves in. Look, we've allowed the federal government to become so powerful that it no longer fears the people. And because it doesn't fear the people, and I don't mean we're going to go out and, you know, attack or kill. That's right. Not what I mean. But when I mean fear, I mean it in the sense that the founders would have used it, respect for the people, understanding that the Constitution is a limit on government, not on the people. And the Bill of Rights is a limit on government, not on the people. They've flipped it around in their minds, and we've allowed this to happen because we've elected people. Like you saw the congresswoman from Texas the other day explaining that the moon
Sheila
is
Jackson
gas.
Lee.
We've got those kind of people with that level of IQ in Congress that don't understand what a constitutional republic is and don't understand the gift that we were given by our founders to live in a tyranny-free form of government and all of the benefits that that has given to Americans. And it wasn't perfect in the beginning, and we know that. And it was designed to be perfected, but we flipped a switch at some point, and we decided that we wanted to take other people's things, and that includes their rights, so that we could live a little bit more comfortably, so that we could do the things that we wanted to do. And we figured out that we could vote people that would do that for us, right? Take those tax dollars and forgive student loans, right? Because why should I have to pay my student loan back? I don't want to pay my student loan back, so I want my neighbor to pay it back. And now we've got a federal bureaucracy that's so big and so powerful that it doesn't even need to respect Congress.
Ryan, I think you'll agree. A second Trump administration will be a great kickstart to taking this country back, finally taking this country, which is why they fear Donald Trump, which is why they hate anybody that votes for Donald Trump, which is why they haven't even gotten started yet, ladies and gentlemen, with what they're going to do because of their hatred of Donald Trump. Ryan Petty, thank you, brother. I love you, man. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for ending that meeting. Glad we could help you out there on the meeting, by the way. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll do it again tomorrow. Paul Markle, student of the gun, will be here. Thanks, Ryan, for being here. And then, of course, the Sunday Monster Cast. Enjoy your break. Till the next show, we'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.